Brett Hayhoe writes a piece about his father, and the whole thing fits on a coaster. His words, not mine, though I'd argue that's generous.
This episode covers one piece of personal memoir, a portrait of a complicated father-son relationship, the grandparents who came and went, and the small, consequential moments that outlasted all of it.
Let's get into it.
The frame here is memory and distance, what it means to know a parent mostly from the outside, through visits rather than daily life.
The post opens with a line that sets the whole tone. If I were asked to write my memories of my father, I could fit them on a coaster, not a large one either.
And that's not just a rhetorical flourish. His parents separated when he was 5. His father was already someone he visited, not someone he lived with. The coaster isn't self-pity. It's an accurate measurement.
What fills those memories is interesting, though. Caravan park weekends, ditties and little rhymes that still surface decades later, uninvited. He describes them as good memories, fun ones even.
But the post doesn't stop there. Alongside the rhymes were other lines, observations about who he was and who he apparently should have been. Working on cars meant more often than not being yelled at or quietly diminished.
The grandparent section adds another layer. Being the youngest of 5, born well after his siblings, meant people started dying earlier relative to his own age. Grandparents were mostly absent or gone before he arrived.
The exception is striking. His father's mother spent her final months in the family home, cared for by his mother, who, by all accounts, despised the woman. The post doesn't editorialize heavily there. It just notes that's character.
Then there's the cigarettes. He was 10, stealing them from his father's packet during infrequent visits. It's the detail that quietly detonates the whole piece.
Because smokers always know exactly how many are left. His father must have known the whole time and said nothing. That silence is doing a lot of work.
His father died at 17. Chronic lung disease, months of difficult decline. The post describes it plainly. Constant gasping. Someone trying and failing to breathe.
He closes without resolution, which feels right. He gave me a handful of rhymes I still say out loud. A lifelong health complication I picked up trying to be closer to him. And not much else in the way of warmth.
A punchline and a warning. That's the inheritance.
Memory, distance, and the things that outlast a relationship. That's the territory this one covers. More from Brett next time. Worth coming back for.